everyone. Welcome back to Spill the Beans Podcast. My name is Lester, and today is a new day.
Today is a new day. Yes,
today is a new day.
Yes, it is. Let me take it from you already, Lester. Yes. Okay. So, hello everyone. Hello to all the memory keepers and our future subscribers. Once again, this is your friendly neighborhood Tito. This is your Tito Paolo, and things are a little different today because we have someone that we've been following. There's a little bit of a language barrier, but he's starting to learn how to speak Tagalog. And right now we have a content creator. Now this is a this is YouTube Talk. We have a content creator across the board with so many platforms. Yes. So today we have Finding Tom.
So my name is Tom Kugler. My real name is Thomas Kugler, but my mom calls me Thomas nowadays. Everybody else calls me Tom. My YouTube channel name is Finding Tom. Mm-hmm. And I really make content mostly about my travels here in the Philippines. I live in Manila mostly. Okay. I make videos about the Philippines is really what I do. So yeah.
All right, that's cool. So I'm just going to check if Lester is still with us. So Lester, what's his last name again?
Tom Kugler.
Kugler. It's Kugler. It's all right. You'll get used to it. Yes. So Tom is learning how to speak Tagalog, yes, right? And Lester is learning how to speak English. Yes. So this is going to be very fun.
Yeah.
All right. So Tom, most of our subscribers are actually just on YouTube, but you're on mostly on Facebook. You started on Facebook.
Opa.
Galing like Tagalog. So how did you start on Facebook?
So my friends told me I used to just make videos for YouTube. I was like, I need to be a YouTuber. Like I saw Casey Neistat for the first time about a year and a half ago. He's one of my favorite YouTubers.
Yeah.
And I was like, I definitely need to make videos for YouTube. And some of my friends from the Philippines, you know, when I visited here for the first time last year, last May, they're like, why don't you publish on Facebook? And I was like, Facebook? Where I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I've never even thought of that. And then I started publishing videos for Facebook and I said, whatever, I might as well just throw this on Facebook too.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up getting more views on Facebook, way more views than YouTube. It's just because the algorithm's a little favors creators more on Facebook. And I just kept making videos for Facebook more than YouTube, actually. I within the first like month of me making videos for YouTube, I was like, I'm going to switch over to Facebook, you know?
On the first month, you were thinking that. How is it different? And you're saying that the algorithm favors more of the creators on Facebook?
Yeah.
Is there a duration? You have to make a 10-minute video or you have to make a 2-minute video?
Yeah, so like one thing that Facebook really loves is 3-minute videos. I know YouTube loves 10-minute videos. But Facebook, you know, if you make a 3-minute video and your channel has been approved for ad breaks, you can actually go ahead and turn on ads if you make a 3-minute video. If you make a 2-minute video, you cannot turn ads on for that video. So it seems like 3 minutes is that sweet spot for Facebook. And Facebook knows themselves because people are just scrolling through their news feeds.
Like
whenever they, you know, they're not going to watch a video for 10 minutes on Facebook. Very rarely. It might happen, but very rarely, you know. So I think about 3 minutes is that sweet spot.
All right. Yeah. And how often do you have to upload? Because on YouTube, it's like it's better if you do it daily. But how about for Facebook?
Yeah, I mean, Facebook, I actually don't know the answer to that question. I think that it's best if you upload at least once a week. I know that for sure. Yeah, okay. I think if you go daily, that's good too. I think you actually get pretty darn good reach if you go daily on Facebook. But if you do less than weekly, I think that's not very ideal. I'm not gonna say your page is gonna go down in the dumps, but it will affect the reach of your page, I think.
Yeah. We've experienced that for 2 weeks we weren't posting anything. Yeah, it really, the numbers do decline.
Yeah.
They do change.
Yeah.
So the origin of Finding Tom is it started on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's when people really started to know who I was. was on Facebook. Yeah, yeah. So it's funny. Like the actual story of my Finding Tom persona.
Yeah.
Was the origin was 3 years ago. Not many people know this, so I haven't made this public knowledge really. But like, unless you really go deep back into my stuff, but like, I made a blog called FindingTom.com like 3 years ago, and I wanted to be a travel vlogger, and I mean blogger. Writing. So I wanted to be a travel blogger.
Okay.
And travel the world and make money doing it. You know.
Yeah.
So I sort of put that on the shelf for, you know, a little bit. I made a Facebook page, put that on the shelf, and I said I don't know have any other page to upload these videos, and I'm traveling, so I might as well upload them on Finding Tom, my Facebook page. And then it took off, and then everybody knew me as Finding Tom.
Finding Tom.
And I was like, oh, John, I should have thought about this before.
Yeah.
You know. That was sort of where the origin came from. Yeah.
All right. So it was a blog at first.
Yeah.
Is the blog still up now, or?
It is. I post. I don't really post travel stuff there on my blog. I mostly just sort of help people how I teach people how to write a little bit better on blog. Yeah, yeah. So it's like tipsformedium.com. That's another site that I'm on. I've been writing there for like basically 3 years. So
I'm sorry. What's medium.com?
Medium.com. Oh, here we go. Okay. Right. So medium.com is it's a blogging website. You can make a profile there, and you can publish. You can write, post directly on medium.com, and then publish it. And you can get followers. People can follow their favorite writers and stuff. And some of like the people that have written books that you might see at Fully Booked.
Or,
like they're on there, you know, and you can follow them. After 3 years of writing there, I have 30,000 followers.
Wow.
On Medium is my jam, you know? So yeah.
All right. Can we pull it up, please? I'm very interested to see this medium.com.
Medium.com.
So this is where you started. All right. So Tom was telling us that for all the memory keepers and the future subscribers, Tom was telling us that this is his first love, medium.com.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He loves to write. And he loves expressing himself in words. So this is one medium, sorry for the pun, but this is one medium that he really, really espouses. And this is something that he's been working on for some time, right? Okay, so Tom, I'm sorry. Can you tell us again a little bit about medium.com?
Yeah, so I'll try to keep it in a nutshell for you. You can make money on medium.com. Some writers that I know have made $10,000 per month on this platform. $10,000 US. I don't know what that translates to. I think 1,000,000 pesos, something like that. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I think 500,000 pesos. Okay. So you can make that much money on this platform. But this is the way that they do it. So medium.com, you can pay $5 per month to Medium to read as many log stories as you want. On the platform, a writer can choose to publish their story for free, which means anyone can read it, or they can choose to publish it as a log story, which means only subscribers to medium.com can read it. And they pay $5 per month. So if they like your story, there's a way to like your story. They call it clap. So you can clap for a story. It's like a Facebook like. So if they like your story, then you earn a portion of the fee that they pay to Medium. So you might earn like 25 cents. 50 cents. It depends on how many other stories they clap for that month.
Okay, so technically this is the literary version of YouTube.
Yeah. It's a cool place. And if you want to, I can show you my profile if you want to.
Yeah.
So this is my profile.
Okay.
I'm a top writer in a couple categories. I sort of just write for the fun.
I'm interested. What are the categories?
So writing, social media, and entrepreneurship. I like to talk about. I love talking about social media trends, helping people grow. I love talking about writing, sort of guiding people. I wrote for a year, and after I wrote for a year and got like 10,000 followers, people were like, oh, give us some tips. And I started writing about writing tips that I had built up. I had written maybe like 5 times a week for about a year.
Yes.
So this is one of my, that's one of my big blog posts right there. That's from 2 years ago, basically. Okay. Yeah. And then This is a really cool story. So this is one that I just published yesterday, the biggest mistake I made in my 20s. And these are Filipino kids here.
Okay.
You want me to show it to you?
Yes, please. But this is a lock story though?
Yeah, it is a lock story. You can get three free lock stories, or actually two free lock stories just to test out the platform if you want. This is basically a story that I wrote yesterday, or actually last week. I published it yesterday. And I talk a little bit about the biggest mistake that I made in my 20s. And that was being too selfish, okay. not really focusing on other people too much. Like, right. you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like I should have spent more time with my friends, my family. I should have tried mm-hmm. to be a little more social. I should have made helping other people my main goal as opposed okay. to helping myself. And so that's what that blog post is about there.
All right.
You want me to show you a little bit more?
Yes, okay, please. Okay. I'm actually very interested.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, so I'll go ahead. But yeah, so if you look on this on the left hand side here, you can see the claps. So I'm gonna. So that's I have 1,000 claps for this story. Okay?
Okay.
So each member can clap up to 50 times for one story.
Each member can clap up to 50 times. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
it's not like just a generic Facebook like. Yeah. You can actually show like, I really like this story. I'm going to give it 50 claps, you know, instead of just one.
All right.
So that's the way that Medium does it. And so you can see I have like 41 people like the story so far, you
not
know.
Bad.
So yeah, it's a really, really cool platform. And it makes me a little bit of money every month. But I just love writing. I really do. Like, even if I wasn't making money from that, or even videos too, I'd still be creating that stuff.
Cool. I think I'm gonna create an account after we end the podcast.
Yeah,
it's very interesting.
For sure. For sure. Yeah.
And at least you have somewhere to put your stories. And, you know, you just because how I used to do it, you just print it and set it aside on the shelf. Yeah. So that's why I'm Tito. so this is one very good way, Lester. I think you should also get into this because he's trying to write as well.
Yes.
So you know, it's a good place to park your stories and share it with other people.
Make some money. I think the Philippines, because they get paid out by Stripe.com. I'm not sure if Stripe.com works in the Philippines or not.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah. So yeah, but yeah, Filipinos can get paid this way for their writing if they want to, you know. And obviously they're I mean, like, mostly from what I can see, Filipinos are very good with English compared to a lot of other countries out there. So
I think this
might be a place. This might be a viable option.
Yeah, that's true. But I think there's some form of attrition when it comes to Filipinos writing. They do love to read, but very few actually write. I'm not sure on that, but it's just the general feel that I do get. But because I don't think they really know about Medium.com. This is the first time I've heard about
it. Nobody does. Like, nobody does. Like, despite people making, I mean, there's this one woman that I know that publishes on the platform. She's a single mom, and she makes $10,000 a month.
Okay.
And that helps her unbelievably with paying her bills. Yeah. I mean, like, this is the type of platform that can really help people. I mean, YouTube, like, you can't really earn. I mean, YouTube, you can earn a good bit, but you really have to make it big as a writer. She's done that within a year.
Mm-hmm.
She went from $0 to $10,000. And honestly, the more people I talk to about Medium, I don't understand why they don't know about it.
Wow.
It's almost like it's almost like you're surprised. I'm surprised too.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
this is a great place to be, you know. But then again, Medium's been around since like 2013, I believe.
2013.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time. So even me, it took me 4 years to figure out what the heck it was.
And you started on Medium on what year?
I started publishing there in late 2016, so October 2016.
Wow, not bad. So how do you find the time? You've got Medium, you've got Facebook, you've got YouTube. Is there Instagram?
Yeah, a little bit. I publish there maybe, you know, once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. Just like about another post, you know. But I love the Instagram stories. The Instagram stories are where I really love. I love to show people my day. I think that's really fun for me. That's more of an enjoyment thing, you know, for Instagram. You know, whereas posting pictures there, I don't really enjoy it too much. It's whatever to me. But the stories are fun.
Yeah, so it's really a peek into your daily life.
Yeah, exactly. I like showing that to my mom and my friends back home. Like, this is what it's like, and this is me in the moment. And I love that. I wish media was like that a little bit more. Social media was like that more, where, you know, it is you in the moment.
Yeah.
You know, and it isn't so like polished and edited.
That's
and
true.
I wish it was more like that. You know.
That's true.
So.
That's true.
But yeah, I am on all those platforms and finding the time. I mean, for me, it's just I try to dedicate one day per week to that. So one day per week is dedicated to writing. Tuesday is normally dedicated to Facebook videos. Wednesday for YouTube. And then Thursday, Friday, I dedicate to running my business, which is teaching people how to write and selling an online course and teaching people how to use Medium.com, which is, you know, there's a need for that because people don't know what it is. So I teach them how to write and the basics of the platform. And so that's how I can afford to live over here, you know, and live so far away from home is, you know,
Yeah. That's not bad, man. We can bounce off some ideas with Tom, because for sure. we're actually working on some projects that has a lot to do with writing, and sometimes it's hard to find good writers that you can really ask advice from. Yeah. So at least serendipitously we met Tom. Yeah. And we can definitely ask him some questions. But you're so disciplined when it comes to post at making your content. So you have a schedule for each platform.
Yeah. So I mean, mostly for LinkedIn, I try to publish at least once per day, weekday. Weekends, I don't really publish anything, but during the weekdays, yeah. YouTube, I normally publish one vlog, which is specifically for YouTube, and then another. But I republish my Facebook video that I made.
Yeah.
And then Facebook, I publish once per week.
Once per week.
Which is just a Facebook video that I make, and then I write once per week for Medium. So I try my best.
Can you tell us more about LinkedIn? Because all we know here in LinkedIn is it's a corporate platform. It's if you want to get a job, you want headhunters to see you, mm-hmm. That's where you go. But you're saying now you can create content for LinkedIn?
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. And one thing, you can basically republish your articles there if you want to. They have like an editor that you can, you know, write in and publish a blog post in. That's cool. You can publish like what's known as a LinkedIn status, which is basically like a Facebook status. You can do that there. And then you can also upload videos and pictures, and you can post that just like you would on Facebook. It's very similar to Facebook in the way that you can scroll down your LinkedIn feed and find videos from people and pictures. Right. And these days, you know, people call LinkedIn the Facebook for, you know, business people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it is becoming more and more like Facebook. Like the stuff that you see there, I mean, I'm seeing cat pictures and videos, and I love it. I don't care. You know, I think it's awesome. So that's how LinkedIn is these days. Yeah.
When did they start doing that? Having more content rather than just resumes and a place to meet people.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I believe LinkedIn was purchased by Microsoft a couple of years ago. And ever since then, they started to really sort of pivot into more social media content creation and giving people that have a profile there more opportunities to create content. And so the video feature, I believe, came out about 2 years ago. And so people were, and that was just in beta. So people were testing it for like a couple months, and then it became open to everyone. And they're testing a live, sort of like a Facebook Live. Yes. They're testing a live video feature there too right now. So I there's no knowing where that could go. You know, they might be able to put ads on your videos, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, in 2 years.
Yeah.
You never know. But LinkedIn is becoming more like Facebook. If I could sort of like pinpoint which platform it's copying, it's Facebook. Yeah.
Not bad. So it's really best to go, you can't be just faithful to one platform, right? Because what's happening sometimes is that people just stick to either YouTube or Facebook, or they just stick to Instagram. But right now there's so many opportunities, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so it's easy for me because when you make videos, it's actually quite easy. You just publish it on Facebook, publish it on YouTube, mm-hmm. Cut it into a Square video or an IGTV video for Instagram.
Yeah.
And then you republish it right to LinkedIn, and you have like tons of, you know, you can cover basically all the major platforms right there. Wow. With video. And that's what I do.
Yeah.
It's easy for me. I mean, LinkedIn, it requires no extra work. I just republish what I've already made. And then it just takes off, or it does what it does, you know?
That's true.
I don't really have any plan for LinkedIn. I just enjoy being on the platform and connecting with people and growing it as sort of like, you know, I mean, what if Facebook goes down? What if Medium goes down? I need to diversify my platforms just to save my skin, you know, in case something happens.
You know, we should also start doing that. You know, cause seriously, everything we do, we just upload on YouTube. But aside from other platforms, we're not so active.
Yeah.
We started slacking off on Facebook and Instagram. But right now, I guess there are also other platforms like LinkedIn. Can we check it out, Lester? Can you?
Yeah.
Here we go. So let's look at LinkedIn, because I'm really interested with this LinkedIn. I haven't seen it. I have that's why I get emails and notifications now asking me to connect, asking me to check out profiles that I might know.
Yeah.
So right now it's becoming more different. It's becoming more social. Is that the term?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Yeah, LinkedIn. I mean, you know, people, and there's actually, it's quite funny. There's this weird, like friction mm-hmm. with going on the platform right now as more creators are coming on to LinkedIn, like the old LinkedIn crowd, you know, of like your uncle and yes. And your grandfather,
yes.
you know, like the professionals are on the platform, like, what's happening? This is becoming like Facebook. This shouldn't be here. And it's yeah. like, okay, I can see your point, but also, I mean, it's yeah. changing, and that's actually the best way for this platform to grow.
So the friction emanates from there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, like you see that, that fascinates me, actually, the friction yeah. that when a platform decides to go another way,
yeah.
the users that were already there get a little yeah. angry about that sometimes. I've seen that on Medium. I've been on Medium for 3 years now. I've seen them change directions a bunch.
Yeah.
And there's always people mad whenever that happens. And it's like, one thing that's always going to stay the same is if it's good content, it's gonna get pushed. It's yeah. going to do well, you know? Uh-huh. So...
Yeah. So the old faithful, they want things how they used to be, right? When
yeah.
just when how LinkedIn started, but the young ones are coming in. This is yes. going to be very interesting. I have to observe LinkedIn in the next few months.
For sure.
See if we should be a part of it.
For sure.
Tom, I think I'll put you on the spot for a little bit here.
Go ahead.
So many platforms. You're so active in a lot of them. And is there one favorite?
Yeah, I think I think it would have to be between. Well, you know what? It's funny. Like, my love of a platform sort of changes over time. Mm-hmm. You know, I really was just inundated with Facebook and sort of like what was enamored. I love mm-hmm. that word. I was enamored with Facebook for a long time because I was doing well there.
Yeah.
Now I'm sort of enamored with YouTube because I'm trying to figure out what makes that platform tick. Like, what's the thumbnail that's gonna work? What's the title that's gonna work? I enjoy that part of it. I enjoy the creating part of it, but I also enjoy the strategic, like, what yeah. like, how am I gonna make this pop?
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy both sides. You know. Yeah. So. But yeah, I you know what? I think my favorite platform would have to be Medium. Medium is my baby. I love that platform.
I was hoping you'd say that. So yeah. You really love the hunt. You love to see, okay, how far can I go with this one?
Yeah, yeah. And that's not like the main thing, the main reason I make stuff, you know, but like I do enjoy that aspect to it, the strategic aspect. Yeah. So you can go down to CL Activity now.
Okay.
Yeah. Great, you got in, Lester. It's good.
Yes.
And then you can go to.
I've seen this one. I've seen this on YouTube. Yeah, you were just randomly waving, and yeah. then you're trying to see how many people were gonna wave back. A smile doesn't count. You have to wave.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's really like Facebook interface. Oh.
Yes. So yeah, that one has 258 likes or whatever. Like. Close to just over 6,000 views. I mean, the algorithm really favors creators on LinkedIn.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I actually think LinkedIn's algorithm favors beginning creators the most out of any platform right now. Yeah.
You're right. It's almost exactly. It looks and feels like Facebook.
Yeah. So if you can keep scrolling. I mean, you can keep scrolling down too, and you can see like other. This is my activity feed, which means like it's gonna show you maybe the same. Oh, this is one of my friend's videos. You know, 15 likes. He's doing what? He's about to publish a book in Ireland, actually. That guy's pretty cool. So he's testing videos out. I'm helping him a bit.
But his core competency, he's a writer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then this is another one of my friends. So 72 likes, about 1,600 views. Pretty good.
What's the population on LinkedIn?
I have no idea. Yeah. 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 But here, this is what I wanted to show you too. So this is like one little video that I made. I don't know why it's not showing up, but it's a 30-second video of me recording with my phone, with the camera on the front facing camera on my phone. Mm-hmm. And basically I'm just saying I'm back in Manila. I'm happy to be back. And it got like, I don't know how many likes that is. I have no idea. Like 700 or something.
Wow. And you just said that I'm back in Manila.
Yeah. Yeah. 700. Like, yeah, that's it. You know,
can we click on it? Maybe when you click on it, it's going to load.
No. Here, go up to the go up a little bit, and then click on those three down a little bit. Yeah, okay. Click on those three dots on the right. Yeah, good. And then copy link to post, and then you can put it into another. Yeah. Sweet.
You're so savvy when it comes to all these platforms.
I've done this a couple. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Yeah. See, it's just a little video that I made. You know. And you can put titles into your videos. That's pretty cool.
Which is not technically Manila. It's just a part of Metro Manila. I did not know that Metro Manila is one of the biggest metropolitan areas in the world, if not the biggest metropolitan city in the world. I don't know.
So you can edit on that platform?
No, you can't. As far as like editing the video clip, you can't, but you can put a title.
Editing as far as
the title goes, you can edit that for sure. Yeah. So that was just me, and I was like in Mandaluyong. That's where I live, and so I just made a video, quick video there, you know.
Pretty cool. When did it start? When did the Finding Tom or Tom Krugler?
Yes.
Tom Krugler, right?
Yes.
When did it start that you just wanted to go around, meet people, see different places?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I was probably in college, and I was like my third year in college. I went to a really small school in Pennsylvania with like nothing around, and I was just like, this, I don't want to be here, you know. And I was like, I want to travel, I want to experience new things, like my biggest fear is actually to go through my life without like trying to live it to the greatest, you know what I mean? Like having crazy experiences. And that sounds so cliche. Everyone's looking for that nowadays, the travel bloggers and all that sort of stuff. That's true. I really felt that back in the day. And so I went and worked at Disney World. I took an internship at Disney World for like 8 months. I said bye-bye to my family. And I went down there and I worked there and I loved it. I loved like being in a new place.
What were you doing?
I was working in a fast food restaurant at Disney World. And Disney World is like, everyone loves Disney World in America pretty much. And so I was like, I would love to work there.
And you were there for 8 months.
Eight months. And they put me up in a place and I met people from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And that's actually like where I started learning about the Philippines, because my manager was a Filipina.
Ah.
And my best friend, who was my roommate, was a Filipino.
Oh.
So it was almost like fate or something. Yeah. I don't, you know, I'm not like really a big believer like in fate and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. But like, if you look at it, it sort of was like fate. Like what are the odds?
Yep.
You know? So I learned a lot about Filipino culture and I started to really love Filipino culture five years ago. And that was when it really started for me. So yeah. And then I loved that experience and I kept traveling. I did a road trip across the USA. I went from Orlando to San Francisco, went for underneath the country. And then I went up, you know, at the top of the country and went back.
When was this? Just
this was mid 2016. So like June and July 2016. Okay. I had so much fun. I met a couple of my friends on the trip from Disney. I got to see them again, thought I would never see them again, you know, because realistically, when are you going to see people that live in Arizona again, you know, when Arizona is 2,000 miles away from you, you know? So yeah, I caught the travel bug big time. And I love people's stories. I love trying to figure out what a person's story is. What's their life like? I like to jump into someone's shoes. And that's the reason why I really love it here, you know, because it's like... Everyone lives so differently from me in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's totally different food.
Yeah.
There's totally different, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. And I love that. So it's been a lot of fun.
Would you say that you're setting your roots now in Manila or in the Philippines? Or is this still something very temporary for you?
Oh, I'm definitely setting some sort of roots here. You know, I'm like... You know, this sounds so stupid. I bought a TV the other day.
You bought a TV,
and like I was just like, wow. Like, well, I mean, if I want to move back home, I'm going to have to sell that thing. And then I want to buy a desk and a chair for my work. And like, I'm like, maybe I am, you know, putting some roots here. I love it here. And I would love to like continue to spend time here until I pass away, you know, not to get morbid. But yeah, I would love to like maybe spend like at least 3 or 4 months here a year. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
You know, so I have a lot to think about, you know, but I definitely want to invest here, not just monetary, but you know, with my videos and with everything else. So
it's a good start. It's a very good start. But one thing that you all of a sudden when you visited, I'm sure it started with a visit, right? One thing that made you fall in love with the Philippines?
Well, it started like I said, it started with my manager. And she taught me a lot about Filipino culture.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she'd like bring, you know, Filipino food in during lunch breaks, and she'd let me have some. the interns there, you know, sometimes it's so cheap and sometimes you're not getting paid a lot. So she like, she felt bad for us. So she sometimes brought us food, like the intern. She was really cool. And so like, I always remember that. I was like, wow, she's like treating us so nicely. And so I remember that part of it. And she talked about the Philippines a lot and how kind they are. And even my dad told me, we did a job for a couple Filipinos when I was like 13. Yep, he does air conditioning and heating.
Yep.
So like we installed like an air conditioner in this Filipino family's house.
Mm-hmm.
And basically by the time we were done, they had like a smorgasbord of food for us. We were about to leave, like, hey, okay, cool, it was great, thank you, nice meeting you. And they're like, no, eat with us. And I was like, really? I was like, you know, that's so. We just did a job for you, like, you know, this is just, we're gonna do this job and then we're gonna leave. And they're like, no, eat with us. Yeah. And they made us everything. So I always remember that. And my dad was always like, Filipinos are so hospitable and kind. And I got that when I came here, when I visited for the first time too. You know, like I was in the province, I was in like near General Santos City the first time I came here. Yeah, and like this, I remember going to like this party, this birthday party.
Uh-huh.
And like when we got there, the owner of the house just like threw up a table, started putting plates of food in front of me, like treating me like he knew me for years. And I was like, this is just unreal. Like this is not what happens in America, really.
That was your first stop.
Yeah, General Santos City. Really cool city. I loved it there. And I got to meet Manny Pacquiao, too. Oh, that was pretty fun. That was really cool. He was training for his fight with Adrian Broner, I believe.
Oh, that was recent. That was fairly...
Actually, because he fought Adrian Broner, in January?
Yeah,
I think he had a fight before that. I think he had a fight like maybe like 4 or 5 months before that fight or something like that. He was training for that fight. And he was in General Santos to train. So that's how I got to meet. It was like perfect timing.
So
it was really cool. He's a really nice guy. I mean, he said like a couple words to me, but I could just tell by his body language, by the fact that he let me into his house, stranger. He was a really cool guy.
You were able to go into that
house. I was able to go into his house. He was just chilling there playing pool with people. And I walked up to, I didn't know what to say. I was like starstruck. I was like, dude, this is the guy that I saw on HBO. he fought Floyd Mayweather. He's like the second most highest paid athlete in the world. Like this is him. And he's playing pool with his buddies. Like super cool. And so I didn't want to take up too much of his time. I didn't want to be that guy like asking him like 20 questions. And I wanted to just let him chill and just say, I just want to shake his hand and be like, what's up? Really cool to meet you.
You should have impressed him with your Tagalog words.
I didn't really know any Tagalog back then, but this would help me. I would love to be able to have conversations with people and talk to them. Yeah. If I spoke to him in Tagalog, he'd really be like, whoa. And then he'd maybe want to talk to me for more than, you know, just a couple seconds. That would have made my day, my life, actually.
what was the first Tagalog word that you learned?
Oh, no, it's a bad word. I don't know if I should say that.
All right. So what's the PG word that you...
Well, it's crazy. So it's Balil. But Balil. Balil. Right?
Balil.
So there's another word for Balil, like crazy. It starts with a G. I don't know.
We might not be able to say that.
I learned that one.
So Lester, do you want to try to teach Tom some simple Tagalog words? Just simple Tagalog words. Nothing too complicated.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
What kind of Tagalog do you want? What Tagalog word do you want to learn?
So it's very basic. Maybe you can teach Tom how to introduce himself.
Ako si Tom.
You go. Magaling, Tom. Magaling. Marunong ka na mag-Tagalog kahit pa paano.
You said marunong. Is that a little? Like, you know a little bit of Tagalog?
You know.
Okay.
You know.
Marunong. Yeah, you know. Okay.
Marunong ka mag-Tagalog.
Opo. Opo.
Galing. Napaka-respeto ni Tom. Opo. Opo is very respectful. Opo and oho, that's very respectful.
Yeah.
And Lester, you want to teach Tom anything? How to say hello, how to introduce. You know, Lester is very, very good with Tagalog. He speaks deep Tagalog words.
Wait. I have something. Do you know any pickup lines in Tagalog? Is there any like Tagalog pickup lines?
Pickup lines.
Maybe someone would love that.
That's his expertise.
There we go.
Wala, ngayon nakalimutan. I forgot.
Tom, I think he's starstruck. He's usually not like this.
He's all right.
He's usually very conversational. It's the first time I've seen him just being quiet. And he actually forgot the Tagalog language.
Yeah.
Yes,
actually. All right. Straight up English,
Lester, come on. We got to try just one. All right. So it's something that we can teach Tom. So at least he has a takeaway if he when he walks away from when he walks away when he leaves the show, right? The podcast. Let's not call it the show. When he leaves the podcast, he has a little takeaway from.
I'm trying to think too.
Yeah.
Maybe when you greet someone, you can say, "Mabuhay."
Ah, I love that word. That's actually one of my favorite words, "Mabuhay."
Mabuhay.
That's a really cool word if you think about it. That's like. It's just basically like life. It mabuhay. Buhay means
life.
Life. Yeah. Life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So mabuhay is more life, right? Something like that. Something similar to that.
Maybe. You know what? Actually, I'm actually a little baffled with mabuhay, but it's. I always hear it in hotels when there's a group of different nationalities that come in and there's always a welcome drink, mabuhay. But yes, it is life.
Yeah.
Right? And you know, Google is on board. We can fact check anything. Yeah. But Lester, wait, before you fact check, because I'm very interested. Maybe, what you're so good with, can you explain hugot? I don't know what hugot is in English.
Hugot. When you have some... heartache
when you have some heartache
heartbroken.
Okay, so you know Lester is an expert because I'm Tito, I'm already old. Yeah. I'm a hugot illiterate. I have the hardest time figuring it out. Hugot. But Lester is familiar with hugot. You can pull up the Easy Boy, the Facebook of Easy Boy, the ones who are so good with hugot lines. Okay,
hugot.
Are you familiar, Tom, with hugot?
No.
Have
no.
you ever heard of it?
I've probably heard it somewhere before, but no. I never knew what it meant.
Yeah. So let's just go for Easy Boy. And Lester, you need to jump in and help us understand, all right?
Oh, here we go.
They actually have a whole page of just hugot lights.
Wait, can I try to like
say
pick out words that I understand?
Go ahead and we'll help you.
I would love that actually. Yeah.
All right, can we go? So Tom wants to see some of the hugot lines. Oh yeah, they're right there. Okay, so can we make that bigger, please? Okay, ika nga lang kasabihan. So this is what they say during the old times. Ika nga lang kasabihan. Aanhin pa ang damo. So what will you do with? I don't know if this is the proper translation. I can already see the comments. Okay, so what will you do with the grass? Lester, you help me out here because I really don't get this. Kung patay na patay ako sa'yo.
Parang they just rephrased it with their own words.
Hmm.
Pero yun yung original. Parang pinalitan lang ko nila yung original.
Okay, because there's an old Filipino adage that they're saying that, oh, well, what are you gonna do with the grass if the horse is already dead? Right.
Okay.
So that's just like an old Chinese proverb, right?
Okay.
Similar to that, but now they've had a remix to that, or they kind of changed it up, and then they said "Aanhin pa ang damo." I don't get it, man.
Kung
patay na patay ako sa'yo. You know what? I'm gonna start to put Ria on Viber and call her.
Eh. Ano patay?
But the dead.
Okay.
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 But this will translate to I'm really into you, parang I'm really in love with you, parang ganun.
Ano sayo? I learned that the other day. Sayo.
I'm gonna let Lester take over. Lester, please, because as I said, I'm illiterate when it comes to this.
Does the background picture have anything to do with what's being said?
It's like I'm really falling in love with you.
Mm. Okay, so they're just making fun of the old Filipino saying. Am I right, Lester?
Yes.
Okay. So they just had to put it there as a point of reference to that old adage, and then they just had to say something funny.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go down. Let's find out.
Postika.
Okay. No to ghosting. Well, okay.
I know what ghosting means.
All right. Sorry. What was that? So, can we go back? Let's try to pick it apart one by one.
No to ghosting. Yes to ghostiko.
Ghostokita.
Ghostokita.
Ano ang ghostokita?
I like you.
Oh,
no
okay.
to ghosting. Yes to.
Okay. That means like no to like ghosting means like when you tell someone you're gonna go out on a date with them and then you name the spot and time and then you just don't show up. I'm ghosting you. So like no to ghosting you, yes to gusto kita, which means I like you, right? So
wow, he gets it more than I do. but yeah, he picked it up already.
Naintindihan ako.
Naintindihan mo na. Tom, talagang malapit ka na maging Pilipino, ha? Galing, yeah. Oh, let's pick two more and then we'll move on from this.
Yeah, let's do this one.
Dalawang reasons kung bakit ako single. Okay, two reasons why I'm single. Una, strict parents ko. I have strict parents. Pangalawa, hindi pakita nakikilala. Hindi ko alam that last line.
Okay, so pangalawa is secondly, I haven't met you yet.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, he gets it. He's got a smile on his face.
I love these.
Okay. Lester, can you please explain it?
Ito, hindi ko rin maan. Dalawang reasons ko maan.
Okay. You know what? Where's my... I just don't have my phone. Well, is there going to be a feedback when if we call Ria?
Wala naman po.
Wala. Sige, we'll call someone who is actually really good.
Oh.
Yeah, really good at this one.
Fantastic.
Hello.
Wow. Hi, Ria. Can she see us? No. She can't see us now.
Are you in a podcast?
Yes, we're on a podcast. Ria, I'd like you to meet Tom. Yes, Tom.
Hi, Ria.
This is Tom Krugler.
Hello.
Also
Hello.
Known as Finding Tom.
Meron lang kasi kami questions.
Ikinigagala ko makilala ka.
Hello. Sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear us.
Hindi mo marinig.
I can hear Lighthouse clear, but medyo mahina si Street.
Mahina ako.
Oh, I'm sure she can hear you. Can you say something?
Hello, Ria, can you hear me?
Oh, what's happening? She can't hear you.
Hindi nyo kami marinig.
Oh,
last... I can hear him naman, but it's not as clear. But yeah, why? How can I help you guys?
Because Lester can't explain the hugot lines to Tom. And he's just running. All right. Where are you going? You're walking.
Yeah, I'm walking. Hi.
Are you out to get coffee?
No, I just... got some papers for the office. I'm going back.
You're going back. So we're really disturbing Ria. She's walking. Yeah. Okay. We better make this
anything for you guys.
Wow. Thank you. All right. So Tom is trying to learn English, trying to learn Tagalog.
That too. Sometimes.
Okay.
Trying to learn Tagalog, but we're trying to teach him. I'm hugot illiterate. But Lester is having a hard time explaining it.
Oh, nice.
So right now, how do you can I throw a hugot line at you and then maybe you can help us understand?
Yeah, sure, go.
Okay, shoot. So we're reading a hugot line. What was that one about the horse? horse in the grass. What was that? Okay, here we go. Ria, can you help us understand this one?
Okay.
So it says, ika nga sa kasabihan, aanhin pa ang damo kung patay na patay ako sa'yo.
Oh no, she knows.
So can you explain that to us?
Alam siya.
Alam niya, no?
Alam niya.
Can Tom hear me?
Yes, Tom can hear you. Tom, you can hear her, right?
Opo.
Yeah, okay. Tom, that means... this is so hard to explain pala. That means what's the grass for
if
I'm dead for you.
How come no one can
know how to translate it? It's so hard.
So it's such a Filipino thing. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, no, Ria, I'm sorry. We're really going to put you on the spot and give you one more. Just one more. Okay, Lester, can you give us one more, please?
What's the grass for if I'm
what's the grass for if I'm dead?
Actually, I think that in English that would mean if I'm head over heels for you. So, but it won't make sense because.
Okay. So, all right, Lester, can you be the one to tell Ria the hugot line?
Okay, naririnig mo ka, Ria?
Yeah.
Okay, ito yung second na hugot.
I'm sorry. No, we have Tom doesn't speak Tagalog. You have to translate if you say something. Okay.
So, this is the second hugot.
Yes.
Okay.
Easy boy. Dalawang reasons kung bakit ako single. Una, strict parents ko. Pangalawa, hindi pa kita kilala.
Okay, before Rhea answers, can we completely translate to English, Lester, so that he'll understand?
There are two reasons why I am single.
Okay.
Number one, my parents is strict.
Yeah.
Secondly. Yeah.
So first, my parents are strict, and secondly.
My parents are strict. Second, I haven't met you.
Yeah. Yet.
Okay. So, please, Tito can't understand. Tom is trying to understand. So, what does that mean?
I guess it's self-explanatory. Like,
yeah.
If people ask you why you're single, then the answer, well, that person answered, my parents are strict, so that means you cannot have or you cannot be in a relationship yet. And the second is, I haven't met you yet, so that means once I get to meet you, we'll be together.
I got it. Okay. Galing. I like that explanation.
I have one question for Rhea.
Okay.
Okay. So,
anything else I can help you guys with except for finances?
Yeah. No, Rhea, I have a question. So if you had strict parents, but you met the right person, would you still date them? Would you still find a way to make it work or no?
Did you hear that? How's the audio? Did you hear that?
Maybe she can't hear my microphone.
Oh, was Tom talking?
Tom was talking. He was actually asking you a question.
You can use my mic if you want.
Oh, there we go. Okay, please.
Okay. Can I stand? Should I stand up? And
yeah, it's fine. You can.
Okay. Here.
You can move your mic. You can move this. Okay. Get it out of the way. There we go.
Okay, Rhea, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hi, Tom.
Hi, yeah. Hi. Nice to meet you. Okay, so what is it? Ikini gagala kong makilala ka?
Wow.
Galing. Wow.
Okay, good. So I want to ask you a question. So because in America, we have an answer for this. So if you had strict parents, but you found the right person, would you still date them? Would you make it work? Would you find a way around that?
Oh, of course.
there you go. Okay, that's the same answer as us. Okay, all right, that's all. That's it.
That's not the typical Filipina, though, but that's just me.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Interrogation's over. Thank you.
No, I need one more. One last. I'm sorry, Rhea. One last.
Okay.
One last. Just give us something a little bit more difficult, Lester.
Okay.
So Tom can really learn how to do these hugot lines.
Okay.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I was looking to the right because you left. Oh my goodness, that's so cheesy.
Okay, it's a cheesy line.
That's so great, though. I love it.
Okay, something else.
I'm here for it.
All right. Let's choose one. What's this one? Okay.
Ah, this is similar to the other one.
Okay, what about that confetti thing on this one? Okay. This is really hugot. Talent kong magmahal ng taong di ako mahal. Boom, confetti.
Oh, yeah! 100%
hugot. That's a
hugot?
I really don't. Yeah. I don't understand why I can't get this. Okay, so this is hugot. Tom, basically, it's saying that, what's my talent? My talent is to love people who don't love me.
Oh, yeah.
There you
That's
go.
That's sad.
Okay, is there
I have a talent too, but it's not a hugot.
Oh, what's your talent?
I can be sleepy again even if I just woke up.
That's me too. Even after 3 cups of coffee for me.
Yeah, that's my talent.
Yeah, that's really
good.
Lester has one more, and then
Anli.
Yes. Anli tayo dito. Rhea. We'll have you on the podcast until we end.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's this one? Okay. Alam mo, dapat talaga kasi, okay, this is the last one, but I have a request. Lester explain it as well as Rhea? So two people will explain it. Okay, so what's this one? Pag minahal kita, laging akong matitikitan. Hindi ko kasi alam kung paano titigil.
Hindi ko rin to
alam. Oh my goodness. I seriously, it's all nonsense to me. I can't get it. Okay, so do I explain this? Because I don't even get it.
I'll explain it.
Explain it.
Wow. Okay, so Tom, it meant that I'm sorry, can you say the first line again?
Okay. Pag minahal kita, laging ako matitikitan. Di ko kasi alam kung paano titigilan.
Yes. Okay. So Tom, what it says was when I love you or when I love someone, I always get a ticket because I don't know when to stop. Kasi syempre when we drive, 'di ba? There are, you know, red flags and I mean red lights, red stop lights that means stop, right, Lester?
Yes.
You see those signs, yeah. Those signals, right?
Yes, I know. I know what you're talking
stop.
About.
Stop. But you know, just like Lester, when he loves,
you can't stop. Okay.
You can't stop. Yes.
So I get it. Kahit, even when the relationship has a lot of red flags, you can't stop because you don't know how to stop.
Yes. Lester, we know a friend who is like that, diba?
Yeah. Oh, let's give the mic to Tom. Baka Tom has a few questions. Okay. For, ano, do you want to? Aria, this is only hugot nga. So Lester will pull up another one. I'll read it. Okay. Can we pull up one more?
Okay.
Yes, don't worry. Your boss doesn't know that you're out.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, second hugot. Kahit gaano kadilim ang tinatahak mo, laging may nag-aantay. Parang snatcher to eh. Laging may nag-aantay na liwanag sa'yo. Kumapit ka lang sa kanya. I don't know if this is a threat or it's a religious text.
I think it's a religious thing. Yeah
it's like, religious.
Oh. Light and darkness work, yeah. Stuff like that.
Oh, give us 100.
I don't think that's a hugot.
It's not hugot. Okay, yeah. Lester, get that out of there. Give us a real hugot line. Okay, what's this one? Kawawa naman si Rhea. Humuhugot sa gitna ng si Rendra. Okay. Okay.
Hey,
yeah, ang galing, ah. Okay. Galing ba nun? Oo. Hindi ko rin alam, eh. Ako, nawawala na ako sa mga hugot na to. I'm sorry, Tom, that we're speaking in Tagalog.
Can I guess what this one means?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Have you already said it to her?
No, not yet.
Sure. Okay. Go ahead and say it to her, and then I might guess it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, my 40-year-old eyes can't see it. Yeah. Lester? Girls? Ano ba to? Okay, so Rhea... it says that girls nakakapagod mag first move. Kung ayaw mo sa akin, edi gusto pa rin kita. I really don't get it.
I think I know what it means. Does it mean like girls find it problematic when they make the first move, but I'm going to make the first move, so don't worry about it, or something like that. Something similar to that.
It's more on he's getting tired of doing the first move. But he's still gonna do it. I guess it's something like that.
Okay. Wow. So now we have established our hugot expert. No?
So I am now Teddy Sage.
Yes,
you're official hugot translator.
Yes, you are now the official hugot translator. Thank you very much, Rhea.
Salamat, Rhea.
Thank you very
much. Long time no.
Oh, nga eh. Drop by when you have time, ah, so you can explain more hugot lines to us.
I will.
So, Tom, this is Rhea. She is our in-house resident vlogger. She does food vlogs as well. So, anytime we don't understand hugots, we usually ask Lester, but for some reason, he can't understand it right now. So, it's we route through Rhea. All right.
Thank you, Rhea. Nice meeting you.
You're welcome. Nice to meet you, Tom.
All right, Rhea. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Rhea. All right. So, Tom, how was that? Was that a little helpful?
That was very fun and very helpful. Yes. That seems like the kind of stuff that I would like as a high schooler or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like just like deep stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I probably love that sort of thing.
I know, but at least you're getting it immediately. It naturally comes to you.
That first, that one of the first, like the two reasons why I'm single, like that one, I couldn't believe like most of the words in that I knew. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I couldn't believe that I knew most.
So
of
you
words.
Understood it.
Yeah, but the other ones I didn't know. I had no idea. Hindi ko alam with those.
Naho Tom, gumagaling ka na magtagalog. You're getting really good at it. You got surprised that you understood most of it.
Yeah, I was surprised. Yeah. I just learned 1 through 10, like maybe a month ago. Like Isad, Dalawa, you know, I'd learned those. So, you know, I'm just steady learning some words. Yeah.
Oh, Tom's a quick study. He picks everything up really fast.
You know, I do better like understanding what's already written than I do like sort of like figuring out what it means than speaking it, you know what I mean? So
yeah, I get it.
So if you put like a page of Tagalog in front, I might be able to pick out a couple sentences that I might be able to understand just generally what it means, you know.
That's,
I have no idea.
Good.
Yeah,
pretty good.
That's the fun part of learning a language.
That's true. But I have to ask, when did you really start studying Tagalog? Just weeks ago, you were saying.
Yeah, I mean, like when I really started making a concerted effort to really spend daily time was about 2 months ago, when I started my podcast with Laura. I haven't really been publishing there as much, but I have been online going through some lessons and every day for about 30 minutes.
That's
so
true.
I'm trying to learn. I'm trying my best, you know?
Yeah, it's getting there.
It's hard to teach yourself. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so it's actually good that I live around her, and so she can come and sort of like, you know, basically run me through some things, and I can ask her questions, and I sometimes my vlogger friends come and crash at my place, and they're Filipino, so like they help me too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they're Filipino. So yeah. You're easily going to learn, as they say, parang you learn through osmosis, right? Because you're already around people who speak the language, and that's the best way to learn it. So for the memory keepers and the future subscribers, wow, ang bilis ng oras. So time just flew by. It was really fast. It was fun. Unfortunately, your Tito Paolo was still unable to learn all the hugot lines, but Tom can easily just understand it and pick it up. For the memory keepers and the future subscribers, we're going to link the channel of Tom in the description. Tom doesn't need the help, actually. So his channel is growing so fast, but the link to his channel will be on the description. So please subscribe, like, and share all his content. And we'll try to get Tom here in the podcast more often to help him speak Tagalog. So Tom, just in closing, can you invite them to your channel so you can just look at camera too? Please invite them to your channel and let them know about your YouTube channel and all your other platforms. You have so many platforms.
So you can follow me on YouTube at Finding Tom. Just type in Finding Tom. Facebook, Finding Tom as well. LinkedIn, Tom Kugler, like my name, Tom, Kugler. Mm-hmm. And then Instagram is Finding Tom as well. And then on medium.com, if you want to read my writing, because I love writing, it's just Tom Kugler as well. So I'm sorry if that's a little confusing, but that's where I publish all my stuff. And then Twitter, if you want to find me, Finding Tom, I tweet sometimes, but not really. You know,
not often.
There. But Instagram is probably one of the coolest places to follow me, because you're seeing my day to day on my stories. I love stories.
All right. Yeah. So if there's anything new, it's Instagram.
Yeah, for sure. Like Instagram, you'll definitely be up to date with what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis. Sometimes I actually like to follow my favorite vloggers on Instagram more than on YouTube, because I'm getting it in real time. Yeah, you know. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, those are all the places that you can follow me, and I hope that you check me out.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Maraming salamat. Thank you.
Okay. So Lester will take us home. He'll do his signature closing.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Okay. So. Mm-hmm. Let's go home.
All right. So close it up, Street.
So memory keepers, thank you guys for watching. Mm-hmm. And to Tom, thank you so much for coming here in our Spill the Beans podcast.
Thank you.
And also to Ria, thank you for answering some of the questions that we have. And I hope you like this video. And please don't hesitate to like, share, and subscribe. Mm-hmm. And also to Tom. Finding Tom. Yes. So guys, see you on the next episode.
Thank you for watching, memory keepers, future subscribers. Bye. See you on the next one. Bye.